Hello, and welcome back to Industry Herb. This summer, in our episode titled Best Albums of 2019 So Far, we talked about our love for the album Igor. Turns out, everyone else loved it too. It was number one album for some time, Earthquake became the most successful song of Tyler's career, and it even got a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Album. This has clearly been a career-defining year for Tyler the Creator, and as he is one of our favorite artists, it's only right we do an episode about it.
Let's set the stage here. It's Camp Flogna 2019.
And for those of you who don't know, Camp Flogna is Tyler's music festival.
Right. So, it's the final night. You've just seen a wild Tyler the Creator set, him dancing around with his Igor wig on. He brought ASAP Rocky and Lil Uzi Vert out as special guests. And then Drake comes out. This is odd, but he plays a couple songs and tells the crowd that if they want him to play more, he will. And what does the crowd do? They begin booing. Drake leaves the stage.
Now, it's important to note a few things. Drake was a surprise guest. His name was not on the bill. Instead, there was a question mark. And people took this to mean that there would be a Frank Ocean set. Well, there wasn't a Frank Ocean set, so the night was over.
So, you know, a lot of people said, well, what was Drake doing at a Tyler the Creator festival? And first I thought the same thing, because first glance, he doesn't really fit the bill.
But when you look at the success Tyler has had this year, you realize that while he is still more left field than artists like Drake, Tyler the Creator is mainstream now, for better or worse.
So, in that vein, let's talk about him getting Music Innovator of the Year. I think it's a really interesting thing, because the name of the award is Innovator of the Year, and I don't really think the way he made this album is so innovative in a way, but more of a callback to the way albums used to be made.
Well, I mean, that's still innovative because it's a rejection of the newer way of making albums.
You're right, yeah. And I think that became really clear when it came out the same week as Father of Assad, which seemed like a shoo-in for the number one spot and got the number two spot because Igor had number one.
Yeah, Father of Assad, I didn't listen to the whole thing.
That's why there's two of us. I listened to the whole thing, and it was such a not good album. Just, I've never heard. So I feel bad because DJ Khaled's son is adorable, but the album is just
nothing
bad.
Against him.
It's so feature driven, and it's predicated on super producers, like just like name dropping is what this album is. And there's features on out Igor, but you don't know, you have to like do digging to figure out
it's mysterious.
It's some mysterious stuff. Yeah. It also a lot more consistent. There's just like a very buzzy lo-fi vibe to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked about this on, you know, the top 10 albums of the year so far. You know, we're about to talk about it on the albums of the year.
Oh, yeah.
For the whole year. So, yeah.
But I also, going back to the innovator thing, I think that this award encompasses like just everything about Tyler.
What do you mean?
Like, he's kind of become a fashion icon. I mean, he's got the shoe line with Converse. He wears really bold pieces all the time. And plus, he's always had everything going on with Golf Wang.
That's true. Yeah. And it's not just clothing. It's also like bikes and ice cream.
Very
and
random. Like
voting signs that say vote for Igor. All these weird things that don't make sense like by themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, you see these things and you're like, why is there? There's also, okay, side thing that I'm just thinking of now. He has this thing with flames, like flames on the clothing. And that's so like a thing of like the 90s or whatever, in like, or the 80s. And you'd look at it as cheesy, but then when Tyler the Creator does it, it's like,
yeah,
cool. He just
he
like
can
takes
do no wrong.
Weird, like, gross fashion choices,
yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm wearing this, so he's just like so defiant about it. And
the trendsetter,
yeah, that goes in kind of like the way his album is. No one wants to hear a bunch of buzzing, but Tyler, the Creator, does it and puts it together nicely as a cohesive album. And all of a sudden you're like, this is actually really great. And the most impressive thing about all of that is I think it's very uncommon for someone to blow up on these terms without like sacrificing some things or like adopting a more like centrist persona that goes better on a big stage. And yet Tyler, the Creator, has stayed himself, slightly more mature, but other than that, basically the same guy that he was on day one. And it's hard to do, but despite the odds, Tyler, the Creator, has done it.
We'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Can we talk about the character of Igor that Tyler created for this album run?
What even is that?
It's weird.
I mean,
weird.
Who if you haven't comes seen up with that? Just a blonde, like, blonde, straightened, like, bulk. Like, what is that?
Yeah, with, like a
dark bright, sunglasses.
Yeah, like a suit, bodysuit. Like,
and, like, he performs like that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a, so weird. But, like, very the weird bizarre, thing is, like,
but
he's performing as himself wearing, like, the Igor thing, but that's, like, not supposed to be Igor. It doesn't make sense. It's the weirdest, most like avant-garde thing. Like you expect like some underground artist to have this like weird wigged persona that they have, but actually Tyler, the Creator, one of the biggest artists
right
in the world right now, is doing this.
And what's funny to me is for like Halloween this year and like spirit weeks at school, I was seeing people just with blonde wigs and bright suits. And I was like, oh, there's Igor. So
and the, like there were like the statues of him that he was putting up like,
Times it's just so funny, weird. But super like, it's cool.
And where like other like weird artists like get rise to the top and like start to like mellow out a little bit, Tyler, the Creator, has just like taken this and like the increased resources that he now has and just done weirder
and
stuff.
It's just funny how like we're all on board with it, but none of us are really sure what it is.
So speaking of the like none of us being really sure aspect of Tyler's fame, like how do you think this has happened? How does the frontman of Odd Future, which was a very like off-kilter DIY hip-hop group, if you can even call them just a hip-hop group, how does he become like one of the greatest artists in the world?
Right. He just has like a really wider fan base now, just because his music is so like, it's got kind of elements of everything in there. Would you agree about that?
Yeah, I think almost, I'm being careful the way I say this here, because the artist I'm about to mention is not someone who I compare to Tyler in terms of quality, but I think he's reached popularity much the same way like Post Malone has.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's a time and a place for Post Malone. I don't think he's as good as Tyler, the Creator. But his music has that, like, something for everyone, where, like, when you have a couple people that like rap and a couple people that like softer music or rock or, you know, indie, it's like, hey, play this. And mostly please everyone. And Tyler has done that. But he also, like, nothing gets lost in the wash. He legitimately loves all these kinds of music. It's just so, it's just, he puts out his music and there's bits of rap and rock and soul in them as he.
Right. Because we were talking about how a lot of people that I know who have claimed that they don't like rap and like Tyler, the Creator. And I was kind of like, what, where does this come from? But when we really think about it, the only like, when you think of, like, what is rap, the only song on the album that would really, like, fit into that is, like we said, What's Good, right?
I think Boy is a Gun.
That, also. Yeah, that also. Of, but the other ones are kind of, they've got a lot of, like, kind of an indie feel. to it.
Yeah, yeah. And but also, same side of that, real like purist rap fans do not look down on Tyler the Creator mm-hmm. anyway. They see him as one of the best in the game.
There's kind of something for everyone. Yeah. In there.
But like something enriching for everyone, not like everyone can tolerate it. It like everyone can enjoy it and
yeah.
in like gain experience from it, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, just he's a really great musician. What can I say?
We like Tyler, the Creator.
Can you tell? So this brings us to the final question that is raised by Tyler fans booing Drake, who, you know, like looking at like the comments, a lot of people are like, if I was at a concert and Drake came out, I would not be booing. I'd be jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people so against Drake that are for Tyler, the Creator? Why are they opposed to his new like plane of existence in the music world?
Yeah. Again, it's like a group of a bunch of people who really like music and want it to just be theirs. They don't want to share Tyler.
That's fair. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because when Tyler, not just Tyler, like Odd Future came up, which, by the way, Frank Ocean was in Odd Future, so that maybe tells you something.
But he wasn't at the music festival.
When Odd Future came up, feel like it wasn't even their music that was like what made them popular, because honestly their music wasn't that amazing. It was the fact that it was just like some kids doing something
mm-hmm.
themselves, and it was a reflection of who they were, and that became kind of like a template for self-expression in this decade. And I think maybe a lot of people are worried that if we finally start looking at him as this, you know, high level mainstream rap musician, then he's no longer an example of good self-expression.
Right. I think people are afraid that his, like, how innovative he is going to be tainted by being mainstream. But rest assured, I'm pretty sure we don't need to be worried about Tyler, the Creator conforming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, hopefully that doesn't come back to bite me or anything, but I'm pretty sure we're okay.
Yeah, no, there was I think it was an interview for GQ that he did, and he was talking about, I don't remember what he was talking about. He might have been talking about his bike line, where he was like, everything I do is something that I want to enjoy. So if I'm making a song, it's because it's a song I want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm making a product, it's a product that I want to exist to use in my life. And like maybe other people can enjoy it too. And I think
like a bike.
Yeah. Well, he actually, this isn't necessarily related, but he like had like some kind of charity thing where he gave bikes to kids that didn't have bikes or something.
Oh, Tyler the Creator is so great.
Tyler the Creator is so great. That about sums up everything in this podcast. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
This episode was written and produced by Ned and Lainey Kuchmenda. Tune in next Wednesday to hear us discussing our favorite Christmas songs. Give us a follow on Instagram @IndustryHerbPod. And as always, thank you for listening.